The following program, Commercial Real Estate Show, is paid for in full by Commercial Association of Realtors, Wisconsin. The advice and opinions expressed during the Commercial Real Estate Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Commercial Real Estate Show and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Welcome to the Commercial Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Tracy Johnson, on WTMJ. This show features experts who share quick insights and information on some of the commercial real estate trends and opportunities right here in Wisconsin. Today, we're going to discuss industrial real estate in Southeast Wisconsin. Industrial real estate, as an asset class, is critical for the global economy and refers to facilities used for manufacturing, production, research and development, storage and distribution. Often these assets are well located and are income generating assets. We're here today with Mike Kleber, Director of Leasing with Zilber Property Group, an owner and developer of industrial real estate in Wisconsin. Mike also happens to be the chairman for the statewide Commercial Association of Realtors, Wisconsin. Mike, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So let's dive right in. Can you give us an overview of industrial real estate here in Wisconsin? What is the size and scope of the market? And why do you think it's important to our listeners?
Yeah, I think best for your listeners to understand my the context of my comments today will be based around, call it Metro Milwaukee or the seven county region. To give further context to that, we're about 235 million square feet in that region. On the other flip side of it, you're looking at Chicago at about 1.4 billion square feet. So sizable difference, but gives a little bit more understanding of the Metro Milwaukee market. Things in industrial real estate right now are going very well. There's a lot that's going into that, but so far so good. We continue to push forward with projects as well as new development throughout the seven county area.
So as you're developing, what's really driving that development? I know as you go along I-94 on the way to Chicago, that billion square foot market, you see a lot of buildings being constructed along that corridor, Uline, Amazon, Haribo. What's driving that?
Yeah, it's fun to watch. There's a longer story, too long for this show, about the history of that corridor. It really started probably about 30 years ago. Smaller manufacturers were moving into the area from Illinois and making the border jump. Since then, you're starting to see large blocks of space, 250,000, half a million square foot buildings going up. I'd call it institutional developers working their way into that market. And what's driven that a lot, obviously, is some of the issues going on in the business climate in Illinois and people looking for cheaper opportunities. But also the I-94 improvements that were made over the last, call it 10 years, have really allowed for businesses to transport product really throughout the upper Midwest from that location. So it's has a cost advantage to Illinois, and it still can serve really the upper Midwest, which are two things that especially the distributors are in search of.
So access to infrastructure, obviously very important, and in the investment that Wisconsin has made in the roads and the expansion, the construction, the betterment and modernization, but also access to labor is a huge consideration. As you're working with clients, how do they look at Wisconsin in terms of being able to fill their buildings and being able to fill those jobs that will produce those products and help with those warehouse and distribution positions?
It's a great question. So you really have two different segments to industrial real estate. You have the manufacturers, and then you have the warehouse, distribution, e-commerce. For the manufacturers, it's very important. It's vital right now to be close to workforce and capable workforce. Wisconsin has that. We have, I'd say, a strong blue-collar history, which has allowed for the skilled trades to continue to flourish in this area, which is a very attractive to both companies locally now or companies looking to relocate into the region. On the flip side, groups looking for warehousing and distribution space, third-party logistics groups, they're obviously predominantly focused on the infrastructure that's been in place through our numerous road construction projects that have happened over the last 10 years. Marrying those two up, we've done an excellent job, I think, as a region, which has allowed us to continue to flourish in industrial real estate.
So during the COVID-19 shutdowns, industrial real estate really became the kind of the darling asset class because of the focus on last mile distribution, access to the client base, warehousing, onshoring. Can you talk a little bit more about how things have changed just in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and COVID was obviously an unfortunate thing that we all experienced, I'm sure, personally, throughout the country. One of the, I guess, things to fall into place from COVID was reshaping the supply chain. So pre-COVID, manufacturers may have had 30, 40 days worth of product or assembly pieces on hand. When COVID hit and the supply chains from China shut down, and you went from having the ability to get that product or tool or whatever it be in your process in 30 days went to 180 days, it was a shock to the system for them. And they realized that they had to reinvent how they were handling their business, which meant they obviously needed more space to store the stuff onshore. Same thing went with your distributors and warehousers. They, again, were getting product from overseas when shipping lines shut down or borders shut down or even plants overseas shut down. They realized that they had to have on site, you know, maybe it's 90, 100, 120 days of worth of product in order to fulfill the needs of their customers. This came at an interesting time because you had high demand. And with that high demand, you also had high construction costs. So it was a little bit of an influx of costs that made it, I'd say, fairly challenging. But we were able to come out of it with everyone having a new outlook on the supply chain and where development was heading.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But really, you know, what you, you know, explain not only the great availability and tax climate and business climate here in Wisconsin, but the willingness of these municipalities to allow for this development, whether it's agricultural land being rezoned or reconsidered. I think very important points that you mentioned. So when we come back, we'll talk about interest rates and construction costs, because those are looming factors impacting all commercial real estate sectors and businesses for that matter. So we'll discuss with Mike Kleber, Director of Leasing for Zilber Property Group, on the Wisconsin Commercial Real Estate Show right here on WTMJ. Welcome back to the Commercial Real Estate Show. I'm Tracy Johnson here with Mike Kleber on WTMJ. Mike, interest rates, they continue to rise, and the fear of recession is looming. It keeps, we're going to a recession, we're in a recession, that conversation continues. How do these economic factors impact industrial real estate?
Well, I can tell you it hasn't been pleasant, but we're working our way through it. Fortunately, activity's probably never been more in the Seven County area. So that has allowed for us to continue to conduct business, build speculative buildings and film, I'd say, fairly fast. Obviously, it is affecting both us and every business, as well as our general contractor. Construction costs are up substantially, as, again, everything, I think, in the United States right now has seen some form of increase. Luckily for us, the activity continues to be strong and rental rates have climbed, which is allowing us to still be feasible in construction and development of an industrial building. So for right now, we're working our way through it, and I think everyone's just having the same experience. But sounds like the market as a whole, from a manufacturing distribution center of Milwaukee, is allowing, or strong enough, I should say, to continue at this pace.
So obviously the rental rates are, you know, either stable or increasing because there's a constraint on the demand. There's higher demand. But when it comes to construction costs, you're also thinking about availability of products. So if you can't get a door or materials or roofing, how do you manage that expectation with a client?
This is a great question because it's something we deal with daily. One thing at Zilber we strive to accomplish is to get ahead of these issues. So knowing that rooftop equipment or switchgear or dock levelers has a 30-week, a 40-week, a 52-week lead time, we're, one, informing the client that we're working with at the time of these lead times and looking at other avenues on how to basically get this stuff to the job site quicker. But it is a challenge. It is 100% a daily challenge for us, is to understand that and then ultimately look at different avenues in order to reduce costs, which will fall back onto lower rent for for the end user.
How quickly are those structures going, and how do you kind of build a structure or building an industrial product where you don't know what the business owner needs? Or is it pretty across the board? Or they take what they're going to get? How does that work?
No, we've been doing this, gosh, about 20 years now, and you learn. You learn from your tenants. Hey, I wish you would have done this. I wish you would have installed that over the years. And you modify the building to fit them best. Again, I'm unaware when we start the construction process who will be my ultimate end user. But we try to create the envelope or the building box as universal as possible, where if it's a manufacturer that comes in or just a distributor of a product, that building is going to be very close to their exact needs with some slight modifications for their specific use.
So what is the most surprising thing that clients are asking for when they're looking for an industrial building? I mean, were you prepared for, the number of dock doors or the ceiling heights or temperature control? What is kind of the trend, and what are people asking for now as opposed to, let's say, 10, 15 years ago?
Well, the funny thing is industrial is pretty plain Jane. I'm just building a box with some doors and some windows. And the inside, again, is completely different depending on the user. We've done everything from food manufacturing facilities to, I'd say, raw distribution, where they're just stacking stuff on the floor and they're moving it out as quickly as humanly possible. There's no real specific, hey, we want X docks or we need X amount of bathrooms. Everyone's going to be completely different. But we're not the fun and exciting world of real estate like a hotel or apartment. We keep it pretty down the fairway and keep it simple.
When you talk to an office broker, a retail broker, which is obviously very tumultuous at this time, and I think they'd love to trade places with you.
It's funny you say that. I used to go to all these network events for industry, and no one wanted to talk to the industrial guys. We're the boring guys in the corner, and all the retail and hotel and multifamily and office, everyone surrounded them, and they were like celebrities at these things. And the script is flipped. Now I have everyone wanting to hang out with us and learn about our big boxes.
All right. Slow and steady. Hopefully we'll win the race. So why are you optimistic about industrial real estate and business right here in Southeast Wisconsin?
Couple things. One, I'm very optimistic on our business climate here because I think historically we've been fiscally conservative from a business climate, which has allowed us not to take on some of the dips that other areas of the country have seen in a recession or a depression, what have you. So I believe our business climate is very strong, especially on the industrial side. From just pure industrial real estate, the demand is still outpacing supply. You don't have nearly the number of, I call it, national developers that have entered this market. You only have a few, so you're limited on the number of buildings that are going to go up in a given year. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. So those two will probably keep the vacancy rate sub 3% in this region for at least the foreseeable future. And I'd say keep us all fairly competitive and giving tenants quality buildings and locations that they need to be in.
So one final question, Mike. You're the president of the largest commercial real estate association in the state. What would you say to people who are interested in commercial real estate as a career or an opportunity?
It's an amazing career, and you really can control your destiny, which I find fun, and every day is different. So like I'd explained, you can wake up one day and work with one tenant, and the next day you're figuring out how to make a dog treat manufacturing facility, which is exciting.
Fantastic. Thank you. Mike Kleber, Director of Leasing for Zilber Property Group. And thank you, everyone, for being with us today. I'm Tracy Johnson on the Commercial Real Estate Show. For more information and market insights, visit CarW.com.